By federal order, Iowans will soon have another health insurance option that won't be subject to the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. It's called short-term limited duration insurance. Some critics see it as another way for the Trump administration to kill Obamacare by 1,000 cuts. Now, Iowa's insurance commissioner is at odds with a state house committee over what kind of consumer protections to include. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
Currently, the limited duration coverage can be purchased for up to 3 months, and it's meant to cover short-term need, like, say, being in between jobs. Andrea Seip with the insurance division tells the legislature's Administrative Rules Review Committee there are some bad actors out there selling the plans, mostly online or over the phone.
Our office gets all kinds of complaints from consumers who think that they've signed up for a plan that's going to offer hospitalization services or prescription drug benefits, and when they actually have a claim, they find out that what they've signed up for doesn't have anything.
Now, under a new Trump administration order, the policies can be sold for up to 12 months and renewed for up to 3 years, making them attractive to more people. The Iowa Insurance Commissioner wants to put a benefit floor in place, but he's hit a wall with the committee. And the commissioner warns there will be some real junk out there if something isn't done. At a recent rules review meeting, Seip sparred with Oskaloosa Republican Guy Vanderlinden, who opposed the benefit floor.
We are requiring minimum level of benefits for those plans beyond 90 days.
Which is more restrictive than the federal rules.
And I guess from my perspective, I see it as a consumer protection. I understand that you feel it's restrictive.
Yeah, I mean, about the person who does know what they're doing and doesn't want the benefits that Iowa rules would require? What about that person?
Under the proposed rules, the plans would include some limitations to make them more affordable, but would basically cover what regular individual health insurance covers, from maternity care to mental health. Committee co-chairman Republican Don Pettengill says that will kill competition.
Because, you know, as you add mandate in different coverages, then that increases the cost of the product. It, you know, the whole purpose of the federal rule was to allow more competition in the market.
The Rules Review Committee turned down a request by the Insurance Division to adopt the new rules on an emergency basis since the new program starts October 2nd. So Insurance Commissioner Doug Ullman is going back to the drawing board with lawmakers to try to reach agreement on the benefits.
We're trying to make sure that what short-term plans are offered here are good, comprehensive in a traditional sense, although not fully compliant with the Affordable Care Act requirements, but that they're affordable and they're real insurance, providing real coverage and real protection.
Ullman says he doesn't object to expanding the limited duration plans. His office petitioned the federal government to extend the short-term policies to help the thousands of Iowans who are priced out of Obamacare, but he argued for letting states regulate the plans. Representative Pettengill is working with the commissioner.
I've had a conversation with Mr. Ullman and told him what my objections were, and I think they're working on it.
Ullman says one thing to settle is how to handle pre-existing conditions or other limits on coverage. He points out that anyone selling the plans must get approval from his office, but he needs what he calls the teeth of regulation to start denying the applications.
I will use the tools that I have available to give every filing careful review, but ultimately I will be in a position in the not too distant future of allowing the sale of products without the protections that consumers should have.
Ullman says it's too early to say how many Iowans may take advantage of the longer-term policies, but he advises everyone not to buy insurance over the phone or online without talking to an agent. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.